Hi, everyone. I'm Lula.
And I'm Jude.
And welcome back to Just Friends.
We're back, better than ever.
Post-spring break.
Rejuvenated.
I just did such a weird little, I'm Lula, wave to the camera.
You did a little wave. Yikes.
We haven't recorded in like 2.5 weeks.
Yeah. How was your spring break, by the way?
It was really good.
Yay!
It was actually, back to that fucking episode. We did an episode before spring break where Jude was such a contrarian. You were.
Are we really going to go back?
No, you brought it up.
I was okay. Okay. Well, I was trying to like be more optimistic.
Okay.
But re-listening to that episode, I did sound like an asshole. Okay. I'm clear. Uh-huh. But like my point wasn't like, I definitely was projecting my own annoyances onto you. So I get that.
Yeah.
But my argument, I think, still holds. Why? Like low expectations for high rewards. I think that's like a good way of living life in general.
It's fair.
It goes against the whole manifesting thing.
Yes. But I did have a good spring break. So.
Yeah. What's that? Is that you trying to say like, fuck me?
Yeah.
Okay.
How was your break?
Good. My break was good.
Okay.
I went to Vegas.
Lit.
That was crazy. I realized when I say that to people that don't know me, it like really comes off hyper masculine.
It does.
Like, what did you do? I went to Vegas for my 21st. Like,
let's fucking go.
Like, we're like, what? But then you like realize who I am, and I'm like, yeah, like I played poker. And, like, I like got deep with my guy friends and like had real conversation.
You caught
and
up.
And I had fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it was really fun. Lost money playing poker.
Set your expectations low.
Yeah, that was unfortunate. Yeah. Do you ever play? Have you ever played? Like, do you play like crabs or roulette?
No.
Any of them?
No. Does that surprise poker? You?
No, but I could see like you and I going to Vegas and like put like money on roulette could be kind of crazy. I hate roulette, but like it could be fun. I could see you like being like, ah, red, okay, and then like, ah, and like the little, I'm kicking and screaming and I won, and then you somehow win like $10,000 and you're like, what?
I feel like I would be the type to win and be like, I don't know the game.
Yeah,
no offense, not to be self-aggrandizing.
No.
I
think you should become a degen gambler and move to Las Vegas.
No, I mean, guys,
crazy for the
if that happens. If that happens, someone should have checked on me long, long, long ago and, like, really let me down.
That would be crazy.
I don't know.
How was your spring break?
It was great. I went to Florida first week, and then I went to Mexico second week and had family time and then vacation time. And both were really good. And I was thinking about the pod before, how the whole set your expectations low thing, and I feel like I was so ready for break by the time it actually happened that I couldn't even come up with expectations. Like, I was just like, anything is gonna be
better than this.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Not that Yale was like so horrible in the final days at all, just I was like, I'm tired. But like nothing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nothing like explicitly like, well, that's actually not true. I don't want to talk about that on the pod.
Okay.
I had, whatever, a sad family friend related thing happened the week before. So it was good to go home. It was good to have family time. And yeah, I don't know. It was good. I had a good time. I know I had a very good time because I had really hard time coming back a few days ago.
Yeah.
Wah wah.
Yeah, it's funny. I was like reflecting on, I think we talked about this on the pod like months ago when we were abroad, about like breaks abroad. Like, I never felt it needing, like, I never felt like I needed to get out of Copenhagen to go on break, and vice versa. I never felt like I needed break to keep going before coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so different because it's like, oh, like, I forgot that breaks, like, people say breaks are supposed to like rejuvenate you and whatever.
Yeah.
But like, I don't, like, I feel rejuvenated, but like rejuvenated to like not want to come back here. Like, you
right.
know what I mean?
You're like, oh, this is what life is.
Yeah, and
outside
now I have to go
this.
Back.
Yeah. I feel
that's
like
that's not what I had studying abroad.
No. And I feel like part of that is like, I don't know. Well, one, I think abroad is like one semester is so short for like a whole experience that there's not even really enough time to get tired of it.
Yeah.
Like, I remember by the very, very end, I was like, I do kind of want to break from this routine. Like, I wasn't like, I want to get out of Amsterdam forever or come back to Yale necessarily. But I was just like, okay, we've been doing this for like 4 months. I am a little tired of this. And I also think that it's like, I don't know. In Amsterdam in the fall, I felt like I was so much more aware of like life as a whole and like was so much more in tune with myself while being in class, because class wasn't like class and like extracurricular and school related activities weren't taking up like 6 or 7 hours of the day. Like I wasn't grinding schoolwork. The workload was.
No, you had time outside of it.
So, yeah. And so I feel like part of, for me, what I feel like I get out of breaks is like remembering that Yale is a small part of life.
Yeah.
And like there's a lot of other world. And I feel like if you don't have such a separation with that,
then
it's like it's easier break to isn't blend.
As necessary.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Good. I don't know.
Solved.
Okay, great.
And just study abroad is perfect.
True. Oh,
reminisce.
I recommend it to people.
I like force it upon people.
I know.
It's crazy. Who's not like, it makes absolute no sense if you have the opportunity to go to abroad, not to go abroad. I really don't get it.
I walked past a tour, like a huge group tour of Yale the other day, and someone touring, like a prospective student, was walking with the tour guide and like asking her about what study abroad options there are. And it was so interesting just hearing like a snippet of the conversation, because it was so like, yeah, you know, it's available. Not many people do it. Yeah. Like da 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 da. And I just remember going into college, I was so sure that I wanted to study abroad, like wherever I went. That was also, I was like, oh, that was me on every single tour. I was like,
you asked that question.
Yeah, it was like making sure study abroad was an option. And it's so interesting. So I'm like, don't lose that. I wanted to like pull her aside.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So many people do.
I know.
Okay. What are we doing, Lula?
We're going to do, well, we were going to do a little catch up at the beginning. I feel like we kind of just did.
Do you have any other things to catch me up on or the audience on?
Not Mr. really. Bean? Not that are interesting. Like, I don't know. I'm having, as always, fluctuating thoughts about what to do with summer. And I don't even know. It's not like there's nothing new. Nothing new that I haven't already shared on the pod.
Okay.
So I don't think it's interesting. I'm like, fully commit to music. Everyone around me is getting a job.
Yeah.
And dun dot dot.
That'll like, be the age old question.
I know.
I think it'll go down like, forever.
I'm gonna be talking about that when I'm 75. So
yeah.
I don't know.
Unless maybe you just go for it and then you can answer that question.
Well, exactly.
Just saying.
I know.
I'm not saying that you should. I'm just saying that like that's the only I think way to get clear.
I know.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Okay.
Okay, that's a longer off-pod combo, I think, though.
Okay, I'm happy to talk about it if you have more things you want to talk about now. I'm just like...
Well, I don't know. I can say that, like, this summer, more than ever before, I'm increasingly leaning toward, like, really, really committing to pursuing music and, like, not thinking about I'm not doing anything that would strengthen my resume, shit like that. Because I'm like, why am I really concerned about strengthening my resume if... Ideally, I would not be using my like a work resume for a job. Like I'm thinking about the episode we did with Ben, shout out Ben Jenkins, and how he talks so much about like artists saving their energy for their art, working like whatever, less draining 9 to 5, really like 7 to 10 p.m. jobs.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, well, why am I so stressed about doing something over the summer that would prepare me for a job that I don't want?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, well, because I need a job. Like, I'm going to need an income in life.
Yeah.
See? There's no development.
no development. With the only caveat that, like, you're still in college and you don't need an income or insane income yet.
Yes. It's more just, like, the whole mind chatter of, like, it's the last summer that goes on at Yale. And I
but then
probably
it is,
every
it
college.
Is the last summer.
I know. I'm like, they're correct.
Yeah, they're correct.
They're
in
correct.
Both terms, but...
Yeah.
I think more in one term.
And I'm like, yeah, it's the last summer. And yes, I've never had like a office job in college. Also, I've never pursued music like fully and with all my attention.
What does that even mean though? Like, what does it look like to pursue? Like, because my question
exactly.
is like,
I don't know. That's where I get stuck too. I'm like, work
like,
on another
TikTok
EP.
Again? Or is it like, you know what I mean?
I don't think so. I think it's like write more and record more and release something else and then like try and do gigs. I don't know.
Okay.
I think that's why it's so easy. I mean, I was talking to my parents about this. I think that's why it's so easy to get stuck in like what it means to pursue it fully and saying I'm going to do that because I don't know what that looks like.
Yeah.
Right?
I think it's clear. Well, okay, the thing I was going to say, I don't either, and maybe it's because I don't understand the music industry, but then I just did it for magic in my head. And I was like, well, it would be like, okay, I need to get, like, start, I'm going to start now.
Yep.
This is my, I'm projecting my own anxiety and stuff. No, I'm, yeah. Don't, this is not what you would have to do.
Okay.
Just to clarify.
Jude's going to start now.
You would, like, go and, like, see how many gigs I can book in a month, do the math, figure out how much money I actually need to live off it. And, like, that's my primary, and just book, like, book them. Like, yeah. Buy ads, whatever it is, book them. And then busk. And then probably also be in a space where there are fellow magicians, but not too much competition. So I can, like, practice with magicians and, like, try and get on podcasts, try and get my name out there, but not, like self-promote, which I don't think is in that for you. Like, I don't, but I can't imagine you loving that. And then, but, like, you know what I mean? Like, so yeah. I guess it'd be, like, busking and performances.
Right. I think it's really, yeah, I mean, either, I think that's correct. I think anyone pursuing something creative, performance-based, it's either you really commit to, like, I don't fucking know, working out TikTok algorithms, which might be banned, or, yeah, performing as much as you can for, like, $100, and there's, like, three people in the audience.
Yeah.
Sounds lit.
You think TikTok should be banned?
Sounds lit, but no.
No, but I'm just wondering. I'm just asking.
I do not. No, I don't.
I do.
Why?
Because I think that when we have the majority of the U.S. government, both Republicans and Democrats, deciding that, hey, look, based on this information, this app should not be available to U.S. citizens, it's like, okay. Like, yeah, I don't think the Chinese government should probably be, even if they can't be manipulating, like, maybe they're not currently manipulating what we're intaking and what and spying on us. I don't really think that we should give them that opportunity at any point too. It's not that big of a deal. I also think that, like, the current competitors, YouTube and Instagram Reels, is not that good. But, like, that allows for, like, more competition. Those products will get better. New emerging companies will join. It's just, like, and I also think that TikTok, this is my own thing, and this is just, like, very biased, but I also just think that, in general, short-form content, even though we're going to post one of these on Instagram, is, like, so decaying our society. Like, it's crazy. Even, like, I don't have TikTok. I go through, like, but I still encounter shorts. I go on YouTube shorts. I go on Instagram reels. And I literally feel my attention span, like, dwindling as I watch it.
Oh, same.
It's crazy.
Yes.
And I still go to them.
I don't know. I'm, like, selfishly, I don't want TikTok to be banned.
Because you love them? Or because you're addicted to them? Or separately? Or something, or, like, for...
I mean, more I was thinking, like, in my head, if I tell myself a way that I'm going to work on music this summer is by giving myself...
It would be short-form content. Take,
yeah.
Oh, interesting. Because you didn't know, when we were talking about it, that didn't make it sound like that.
Well, I think it would be an element of it.
It would be.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I don't know. I think I've probably gotten more listeners that I don't personally know on TikTok than from any other platform.
Yeah.
And... I completely agree. There's so many issues with TikTok in general. And, like, I don't know. I honestly, like, haven't done that much reading on, like, the actual political conflict that is going on regarding TikTok. But I will say, wait, no. First, I agree that it's doing horrible things to everyone's mental health. Like, absolutely. And not just mental health. Like, attention span, livelihood, human existence. Yeah, yes. Okay. Check. Also, though, I think so. This is weird tangent, sort of. I'm in this, like, sociology class yesterday's on Tuesdays. That's, like, a methods class. And we had this computational scientist, like, social data research guy come give us a talk who works at Asana, I think.
Like Asana, the, like, product management software?
Yes. But he used to be, like, a teacher at, not a teacher, sorry, a professor at Stanford.
Oh, cancel.
in data science, social research, crossover, whatever. Okay. And
now he works at Asana.
Mm-hmm. And I know, he had an interesting trajectory. Curious, yeah. But I was asking him about TikTok. Because he kept mentioning TikTok. We were talking about, like, the ethics of data tracking and, like, how much, whatever, it's created unimaginable possibilities for people interested in social research. But obviously that depends on everyone's every click being monitored by whatever website they're on.
Yeah.
And he was talking about like, yeah, even on like Slack, I would not be talking shit about another coworker because you don't know what plugin your company is using.
Yep.
All this stuff. So, and he kept mentioning TikTok as one of the forms of like everyone's online these days. He's like, my grandpa's on fucking TikTok, who, whatever. And I was like, okay, raise my hand. I was like, this is a little bit of a weird question, but like, if TikTok is banned, what are the implications for social research? Like, actually, how much data tracking is going
on TikTok through that app?
Yeah. And I was also interested in what you just said about the like, there would be more competition. Like, what would happen to other social media, mm-hmm. etc. And he was like, well, and listen, I don't know how much he was telling the truth. Like, I don't know who he's working for, but he was talking about how like, TikTok is very gatekeepy with its information.
That makes sense.
Yeah, which makes sense. And he was talking about like, if it was to be banned, it would probably, like you said, take a whatever, other companies would like advance their, I don't know, platforms, or like there would be a parallel,
or just
a comparable,
the good creators would go also
right onto Reels. He explicitly was like Instagram Reels.
Yeah.
But I'm also like, I don't want Meta to advance their
no, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't either, but would you rather have Meta or a company that might have, like, yeah, I don't know. Meta's
don't
pretty
know.
Scary too.
Yeah, yeah, I'm like not convinced that's why I was like, no, so quickly TikTok shouldn't be banned, because I'm like, what? We're just gonna be thrown around into other.
Yeah. Well, right now consumers are definitely the users are definitely the like actual product. Yes.
Yeah. And so I'm like,
that's just,
I don't
like, the
know.
Fact that when
you
get on these platforms.
And I think that's why I said no, because I was like, whatever. We've talked about this on other episodes, but I'm like, I would never have found these artists that I call my favorite artists if it wasn't for TikTok.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's kind of like, would get rid of a lot of people's livelihoods, to be honest. Like, economically, I feel like.
I don't know if I agree with that.
Really?
Yeah, because the idea of a creator economy has like now like been proven.
Uh-huh.
The creators will go to a different platform. The true followers, who probably are there 1,000 true fans that they would actually make a living from anyway, would follow them. They'd be fine. Would it be friction? Full of friction? Yeah, it would be a probably unfortunate transition. And it would be like, maybe some creators would struggle. But like, the creators that like have a following, who are like truly like passionate about what they're doing, I think they'd be fine.
It's so interesting. I'm thinking of that record label that took all their, what was it,
Universal, I think, took them, like, all the music down from TikTok.
Yeah,
like Noah Kahan can't like promote. Yeah,
and it was crazy how,
hey, music, you told me about this, so.
Yeah, but it was crazy. Yeah. I'm like, you just have better
like
memory.
Yeah.
But it was crazy how, you know, all these videos now don't have sounds, whatever, but I'm also like, the people who were just starting their career, mm-hmm. or like in some stage of their musical career, and I'm sure a lot of other fields, I just know the most about music, where, you know, record labels and managers are like, we're putting out your song literally if you get this many views on TikTok. And now that's like stripped from them.
But then it goes to a different platform. That's what I'm saying. I don't know what platform that would be.
Right.
But that does go, but that's just how like all of the people that love short form content, all the creators that need short form content now, and all of the big like Universal Music Group that like decides that they all need it now. It's introduced. It's like a drug. I mean, I don't think that anyone actually is like, oh my god, TikTok is such an incredibly like empowering and fulfilling product. It's like, oh my god, I need to go through shorts. I get it. Like, I need to keep swiping. It's great. It's a great app. But it's like, if I'm not gonna get it on TikTok, I'm gonna go to like some other drug dealer on the side of the road and get my fix there. It's like Instagram. Welcome back.
You know what? True. I just think I'm so scared of Meta, and I think also recognizing my own whatever, that's probably why I haven't looked so much into what's actually going on with, like, who is having our data in this TikTok political conflict.
Everyone has your data.
Yeah, so what, take me away.
Take
but
you away.
The other thing I was going to say.
Every company has everyone's data other than Greg.
I know.
Also, happy birthday, Greg.
Happy birthday, Greg.
Shout
That's
out.
That's why we're talking about all of this.
Yeah, this is all just to scare Greg.
Because I just got off the phone with my dad, who famously has no social media, doesn't have iCloud, doesn't have
Google?
Probably. What's a man to do?
I know.
He reads the newspaper.
Nice.
He won't download the New York Times Games app. He does it on browser.
But it's New York Times Games. Okay, well, that's fine. As long as he's still playing Connections, we're all good.
I don't know if he is.
Got to play Connections.
But greatest he does a game. Crossword every day in like 15 minutes. Isn't that insane?
My mind can't do crossword.
I know. I can't either. I'm like the runt of the family because I can't do fucking crossword.
It doesn't make sense. Okay, wait, should we do... Oh, no.
One more thing. Yeah, the other thing I was going to say about like the finding the drug is I was listening to a podcast with this guy who, of course, I don't remember his name or anything about him. Okay. But he was some sort of specialist in like mental health and like social media addiction, whatever. Okay. He was talking about how he downloaded an app on his phone that's just turning a light switch on and off with your thumb. Because he was like, I just need to like flick like do a scrolling pattern.
I so get that.
And he was like, it's made my life so much better because I realize how stupid I've become because I open my phone to turn on and off a fake light switch.
This morning, I like was looking at my black and white phone with like no apps. Like I literally have not, like I can't do anything
just
on my
phone.
Just
get a flip phone, dude. And
I'm getting there. My next step is deleting Gmail from my phone.
That's really impressive.
I just look at my email, but I don't respond ever. So, like, why do I need to? But nevertheless, I'm looking at it, and I'm just, like, swiping up and down on the home screen just to see if I have no notifications. But it's not really to look if I have notifications. It's just that swiping action. And I was like, do I actually get more dopamine from doing this?
Or is it that I'm just trained,
or am I just trained to know that looking at my phone and swiping gives me a dopamine rush? Like, is it that I'm breaking a pattern, or I'm trying to break a pattern, but I'm stuck in it? Or that, like, I actually get dopamine from looking at a black and white screen that literally has nothing on it?
Yeah.
Compared to, like, this beautiful, vibrant world that we're in. I don't know. But I'm intending to figure it out.
I don't know either. I had something to say and I totally forgot.
Should we do Jam Jar? Because that was the initial plan. But we can also just keep talking.
I had one more thought. Light switch, flip. Oh, I remember. I've developed my like thumb, whatever, scrolling tick even more than on social media itself is swiping down from my Do Not Disturb to see if I've gotten Do Not Disturb notifications. My thumb literally does it automatically.
Like, as in you see, like, you're looking if you got notifications while on Do Not Disturb?
Yes, because I'm always on Do Not Disturb. Also, people finally are saying the Do Not Disturb revolution is coming. I'm like, I've been ahead of this.
I feel like it's been.
Okay. Then why is not... Sorry. Not going to fight about this. Okay. So, but yeah, I literally have like, I will open my phone, be doing something. I'm like in the zone and I literally instinctively like swipe down to be like,
yep,
with no thoughts in my brain.
I do that on my trackpad where like when I'm writing an essay, I just, whenever I'm like kind of stuck, I like look if I got a new text.
Yeah.
And I had to like literally remove the shortcut to be able to swipe. But now I just click the button on the top.
I love clicking on the top.
And now I have a new thing. It's so annoying. It's like, are you kidding me? How many hindrances can I, just am trying. Ugh.
I know.
It's time for a smartphone. Oh my God.
You mean a flip phone.
Flip phone. See, it's
new
like,
smartphones for everyone.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Sorry, everyone. The original plan was to do Jam Jar.
Yeah, but
now we talked for a long time. I don't even know how long we've been talking.
I don't know, like 20 minutes. Oh, drop everything. Like actually everything.
Okay.
Also, we've never even talked about those flowers. Those flowers hit so hard.
What are they from?
You can read the question. I haven't looked at it yet.
Okay.
I'm scared.
Oh, this is a good one. You
finally
wrote this.
Yay.
Okay. Which part? Or unless someone else wrote this to us, which part of your lives are you most jealous of?
Oh, that's a good question.
Did you write this or no?
I don't remember.
That's not... Is that your handwriting?
I think that's my handwriting.
Can't even fucking tell.
I think that's my handwriting.
Which part of your lives... Does that mean what part of your life am I most jealous of? Oh, interesting. Okay. I have my answer. Okay, you can go first if you want.
Okay, well, surface level, I was going to make a joke. I was going to say Sci City because that Sci City job is insane.
Woo!
Best job on campus. But on a more real thing, I think that your approach to work is much more appealing because it's not – I would say maybe you procrastinate, but you're not a procrastinator. Like, you can get your stuff done when you need to. You're not, like – I don't think that you're, like, waiting for deadlines just to, like – but you don't get anxious by not doing your work. You can put it off, prioritize other things, and then come back to it whenever you want, even if it is a day later or the day before it's due even, and not be stressed. You're like, ugh, I have to do it. But you just get it done. Mm-hmm. And like your approach to work is so much more like gentle, I'd say, than mine, which is like very like I was going to say dictatorship. That's crazy. But like regiment, that's crazy. 40 minutes left. But like regiment, where it's like, I have to get it done at this point, and if not, chaos, and I'm super stressed and my world's ending. And it causes me a lot of, I mean, some people may say it's like a fucking pro, but I think it causes a lot of pain and anxiety. So that's like, I think a thing that I'm really jealous of that I've been thinking about a lot.
Mm-hmm. I think, yeah. Thank you, I guess. I don't really know. I'm like, thank you that you're jealous of that. I think.
Yeah, I'm not, it's less of a compliment. It's just something I'm like, yeah, it is a compliment too, but it's just like, yeah, it's an aspect.
I think, yeah, it's interesting because I do get stressed about like deadlines. Yeah. I would say that like it doesn't hit me until I realize that I have like half an hour left and I'm like not where I wanted it to be. But I would say that like the stress that I have about work is definitely more like contained.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like not like it's going to ruin your entire day if and you didn't get something done that you wanted to get done.
And I think you're right that my approach is just different in that like I don't make other deadlines for myself beyond like the work's actual deadline. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like sometimes you'll be like, I want to do this final by this day.
Uh-huh.
And then that becomes very stressful. Like, I could never even to myself that that would work for me.
Yeah.
You know? Okay. Mine is that I think, I don't know how to word it. Cause, I would say I'm jealous of, like, I think how in tune you are with, like, what you need socially. I would say I'm jealous of because I don't know. I think I struggle with that. Like, I think I just like flip flop a lot. It's also like because of how you approach social things and like you're much better at like knowing something that you do want to go to or don't want to go to.
Yeah.
And I think you're much better at balancing having friends in different groups than I am. Like, I think you're much better at, I think it's because you, partly because you plan things so intensely, but I think that you are much better than I am at like giving everyone that you care about like equal amounts of time. Mm-hmm. And like, I think you're just better at reaching out to people also. Like, I think if you're like, oh, I miss this person, I want to get a meal with them. Or if you're like, I kind of feel like this friendship is dwindling, I'm not going to put energy into it. Like, I just have such like heavier like self-critical thoughts about both of those directions.
Yeah,
you're like, yep, I understand. I
think
know.
I think what's interesting there is like when I talk to you about your relationships that are other than our relationship, I come in with such a my mentality, right? You know what I mean? And I'm like, it's like I just kind of shrug it off. I'm like, yeah, like of course, like it's like
you're like, why are you stressed about
that? And like I know you, and I know that you do get stressed of it, but it's so like just like it's like. For me, it's like, no, I don't want to go to this event. So I'm not like, and maybe at one point I would have, and I still sometimes do feel pressure to go, but I know that I don't want to go. Like, that's clear. I think for you, it is actually more like gray, where it's like, do I actually want to go or not? Like,
I'm actually unsure. Yes.
Yeah. And it's like, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that was good.
That's a good question.
Should we do another one?
I have one. Well, I have a different, no, I was going to say, this is just the other thing that is so crazy that this came to my mind, because there's no real proof of this. But here's what I think I'm going to, I think I'm going to be jealous of this.
Oh.
Or I am jealous of this. I am confident that when we're 75 years old, you're going to have a cooler life than I am when we're 75.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's such an interesting thing to say.
Yeah. It just came to me when I was, when I was like thinking of different things, I was like, I can't really, I don't know what it is. It might be the like adventurous flow and excitement part that you have, like of just like not being stuck to structure. In a way that I think I'm more, even though I push against structure, I'm more, I push against it. You just kind of go through it. You're like more flowy with that. But I'm very excited to see what you are, who you are, what you're doing, and what your energy is when you're 75.
That's so interesting.
I think it's going to be nuts.
That's very sweet.
Yeah.
I have no proof of that either. No. I like literally cannot imagine.
Wait, can we do a poll? Can we do a poll just to see if I'm right?
Okay.
Put down who's going to be cooler when they're 75 years old, okay? Is it Lula or Jude?
Okay, this is funny because my mom over spring break, she was like, whatever, I was acting cranky because people were annoying. There were kids playing in the pool very loudly, and so I was getting annoyed. And my mom to my sister, Esme, she goes, Lula is going to be such a good cranky old woman. Yeah. And I was like, what the fuck?
No, be wrong.
And then I'm like, okay. But that's interesting that that would also correlate with a cooler life.
Well, I don't think you're going to be like, cranky. You're going to have strong opinions. Okay. But you're going to like want to, you're going to definitely like talk and hang out with the young ones.
Yeah.
Like you're going to want to learn about them and like hear about their life story. And like, but I do think that you
get
also
them on the
pod. You're going to have strong opinions.
Yeah.
You're going to be like, why are they banning this TikTok thingy?
Well, if we weren't opinionated, wouldn't have the podcast.
Yeah, no, definitely. That's one thing we are.
Okay. That's so interesting. Yeah. I don't even have a follow up on that.
No, just a fun little tidbit.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, I don't really want to do another question, but we can.
I don't need to. We're done. What time is it?
Done.
How long have we been talking?
Like 40 minutes.
Oh, we can be done. Bye, guys. Time's up.
Well, yeah. That was fun. That was good.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Great. That's you summarized it.
Also, we're still doing the Just Friends with benefits, but it's changed.
Yeah.
I just feel like we should address this because there hasn't been information on our Instagram
yet.
It's changed to Just Play because we're collaborating with Fedra and Woo! Arden's cooking company. And
shout
information
out
about that live event should be coming soon. I don't know why it got pushed. We had a date, but it got pushed. So now we have to re-find a new date. But magic, desserts, singing, Noah Khan. I'm just manifesting that.
It's going to be lit.
And vibes are going to be great.
Yeah.
And connecting, most importantly.
Yeah. I think it got pushed because it's so hard to find a time that works for four busy people.
Yeah. Crazy.
And there's like a month left of the school year.
Ah!
It's crazy. On that note.
Thank you so much. I didn't know if that was for me or not.
That's
Thank
for
you so much for listening, you all. We will see you next Sunday.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.